I want to go back and revisit the connection to the dollar and petroleum. We've talked again a lot about it, but let's pick this up again here right now, because the price of oil is heading back up. Just crossed $4 a gallon in California. That's very high. There are some thoughts that it's going to go to $100 a barrel. That would be significantly higher than it is now. But the dollar is linked to the price of oil. If that happens, what will that do to the dollar? And other than the fact of making it more expensive if gas continues to go up for the American consumer, what else does it do to the economy and or the value of the dollar?
You mean that is related to the price of oil?
Correct. Is there any direct relationship, or is it a dotted relationship, or what is it?
Yeah, there's a direct relationship, you know, between the petrodollar and which was called the petrodollar system, which really connects the value of how oil is traded from country to country and what the dollar amount of a barrel of oil costs. Now, there are some companies that are delinking. You know, for example, China bought most recently a tremendous amount of oil from Russia, and they bought it with the yuan. So in doing that, they've kind of delinked from the petrodollar. So there is... there is some worry, let me say this, from some investors out there that if there is a decoupling from the petrodollar to a different currency, that that could have a very big impact on our market. It could have a very big impact on, you know, countries, for example, that are depending on nuclear, you know, nuclear powerhouses, nuclear stations where they produce electricity, where they're getting away from oil and they're moving more towards nuclear-based facilities like TMI and Peach Bottom and other nuclear facilities throughout the United States. So we really stopped building nuclear power plants in the United States because of what happened in TMI. But other countries like Japan and other countries are building nuclear power plants at a very fast pace. So that also has a price effect on the dollar. Now, we have seen in 1 year in the 80s a swing from I believe it was $31 at the low and maybe $109 at the high in 1 year on the price of oil. So it wouldn't be uncommon to see a very big swing on the price of oil. It's not really good for the United States consumer right now because it's going to cost them more to transport things on tractor trailers, locomotives, whatever it may be, and even their own car. So it has an impact on the everyday consumer of high oil prices.